For more than 50 years, Gruber has been telling it straight. That won't change. Here's Gruber.
Every day I get in the queue.
You know, this song reminds me. Reminds me of the spring of 1982 when I was a junior in high school and we went to house parties on occasion. Yeah. And we did that. And sometimes we drank beer even though we weren't out of the legal drinking age. I admit it. I confess it here in front of God and everybody. It's true. I'm telling you. But could I tell you about those house parties specifically 36 years ago? No, I couldn't. Not with any accuracy to speak of. At any rate, my next guest here, Christine Flowers, an attorney and a writer for the Inquirer and Daily News for the Delaware County Daily Times. Christine, welcome to the conversation here.
Hey, good morning.
Good to have you here. You've appeared on CNN, Good Morning America, Fox 5, and now put this in your resume, The Steve Gruber Show. Well done.
I'm thrilled, and hi, Michigan.
As well, to you. Good to have you here. Strong women demand respect. Weak women apparently hate men. Play that, Alex. Come on.
I just want to say to the men of this country, just shut up and step up. Do the right thing for a change.
Yeah, do the right thing. Men just need to shut up, Christine. That's the message I'm hearing. Am I missing something?
Well, that was Maisie Hirono from the great state of Hawaii, and I don't know what's in the water out there in Hawaii, but that's, I found that to be one of the more offensive comments I've heard over the past week or so, a couple of days.
I think it's one of the more offensive statements I've heard in the last 50 years. Go on.
Yeah. Well, you know what's even more offensive, though, than what Maisie Hirono said? It's bad when you hear a woman say that. It's worse when you hear a man tell men to shut up. And Matthew Dowd from ABC.
He's a prize, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he tweeted out that, and he said, she said now, she has to be believed almost reflexively. Doesn't matter if she has any...
Right, because women have no capacity to lie. I've noticed that through my years. I've never had a woman lie to me ever about anything. So I guess that's true. Here's the problem. It's not just that they're attacking men. It's specifically white men. Apparently, white men cannot fairly judge Dr. Blasey Ford because how dare they sit in judgment of her or ask her questions. And you might have noticed here, Christine, it was not lost upon me that one of the new demands about how she's going to dictate the way the United States Senate and the Constitution operate is Blasey Ford will appear and take questions, but only from the Senate members on that panel. You know why that is, of course. They want to make damn sure that those people that are asking her questions are those 11 white men like Orrin Hatch and others, so they'll try to denigrate them any way they can. That's the game here, because Senator Grassley had said, we should put an attorney out there, make it nonpartisan. Oh, no. We want those white men to question her. I mean, that's the game, isn't it?
I think you're right, Steve. I think it's all about the optics. And what I found, I was really offended when I heard that Christine Ford said, I don't want to be in the same airspace as Brett Kavanaugh, as if just being in the same arena with him would poison the debate. We have a state legislator out here in Pennsylvania who is a Democrat. He's very progressive, pro-choice, all this stuff. I don't agree with him on anything at all. And yet I recently wrote a column defending him because another Democrat, a female candidate who's running against him for a state position, actually called the organizers of a debate that they were supposed to both appear at and said, I don't feel comfortable being at this debate. Why? Because this state legislator was accused of making inappropriate sexual jokes to his staff members, and the female candidate says, and we have no proof of this, she was raped. So she's basically, she shut him down. She got him disinvited from the debate by saying, I don't want to be in the same airspace.
Well, here's where we are, though.
This is the problem.
That's where we are in the debate. An accusation is guilt. The mere accusation, and this is not new, by the way. This is not new. This has been going on in domestic violence cases for some time. When police go to a house and there's a domestic violence case, somebody's going to jail if there's a call. And it's usually the husband. And it doesn't take anything more than the wife to say, he hit me. No proof of it. He hit me. You're off the jail. The accusation is proof enough. And there's a fundamental problem with the way that we handle domestic violence. We should take it seriously and deal with it harshly, but it's a fundamental problem. And back to the Kavanaugh hearing. There is a fundamental foundational principle in this country of being able to face your accuser. She is not in a position to dictate. I can't believe Megyn Kelly got this right on NBC. She can't dictate the United States Senate how they're going to run it. That's up to the United States Senate, period.
Yeah, exactly. She can't do that. And, you know, some people, which gets me angry, I'm a lawyer, and some people have been saying, well, you know, this isn't the court of law. Due process really isn't an issue here. Yeah, it is, because even though we may not be discussing Brett Kavanaugh's possible arrest and, being imprisonment, we're talking about his two very important things, his reputation and his livelihood. Because if this stands, if her accusation without any real support stands, his reputation is going to be irreparably damaged, like that of Clarence Thomas.
That's the point.
And he may, exactly. And he may also, I'm telling you honestly, he could lose his position on the judiciary. I'm not talking about the
court. No, he won't. That's not going to happen. There's no way to prove or disprove what happened. And by the way, two of the three other people that were allegedly in this house at this party have said in written letters, under the threat of felony perjury, they weren't there. They never saw Kavanaugh act this way. This is BS. And they both did that, PJ and Mark. A judge under the threat of perjury. Now, Christine, I have to run today, but I really appreciate your input today. It's been terrific. We'll see where this goes, but I'd sure like to have you back to keep your perspective on this from a female point of view. It's important so that we can have a balanced conversation and not just rush to judgment hysterically, right?
I totally agree, Steve. Thanks.
Have a great day. Christine Flowers here on the Steve Gruber Show. Back after this.